It's 66 degrees. Right now, cloudy in Nashville. We do expect a mostly sunny day with a high in the upper 80s and just a little bit of a chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Tennessee's new congressional map will stay in place for the midterm elections. A second judge has denied a request to reverse the state's mid-decade redistricting plan before the August 6th primaries. A lawsuit challenging the new map is still underway. The ACLU, NAACP, and other voting rights groups contend that splitting Memphis into three districts dilutes the majority black city's voting power. Republican lawmakers redrew the state's congressional map in May, heeding a call from President Trump to create more GOP-friendly districts ahead of the midterm elections. Trump has endorsed State Senator Brent Taylor in the GOP race to flip Memphis's former congressional district red. A sign for Charlie Kirk Memorial Highway was moved yesterday after outcry from Vietnam veterans. State Route 386 had been designated Vietnam Veterans Boulevard, commemorating 25 soldiers who died in the conflict. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports officials moved the marker for the late conservative activist who was assassinated last fall.
Vietnam veterans say they weren't told about the Charlie Kirk Memorial Highway before the sign went up.
So that was very disrespectful.
That's Bob Schricker, president of the Vietnam Veterans of America chapter in Sumner County.
You have Vietnam veterans that came home and were not welcomed. And now we see signage that again brings back those memories of not being welcomed.
Schricker says he agrees with what Kirk stood for.
It's just that it went up on the wrong highway.
State Representative Johnny Garrett, who represents Goodlettsville, worked to move the signs. In a statement to WPLN News, he thanked veterans for voicing their concerns. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
Vanderbilt University has received a $75 million donation for its San Francisco campus. The CEO of AI firm NVIDIA, Jensen Huang, and his wife Lori made the gift to establish the campus's flagship College of Art, named after the couple. Huang founded NVIDIA in 1993 and serves as its president and CEO. The college is planning to establish the San Francisco campus in 2027. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.